This is Audible.
Audible Frontiers presents She is the Darkness, written by Glenn Cook and narrated by Jonathan Davis.
The wind whines and howls with bitter breath. Lightning snarls and barks. Rage is an animate force upon the plain of glittering stone. Even shadows are afraid. The scars of cataclysm disfigure a plain that has known only an age of dark perfection. A jagged fissure lies like a lightning slash across its face. Nowhere is that fissure so wide that a child could not step across, but it seems bottomless. Trailers of mist drift forth. Some bear a hint of color. Any color clashes with a thousand blacks and grays. At the heart of the plain stands a vast gray stronghold, unknown, older than any written memory. One ancient tower has collapsed across the fissure. From the heart of the fastness comes a great, deep, slow beat like that of a slumbering world heart, cracking the olden silence. Death is eternity. Eternity is stone. Stone is silence. Stone cannot speak, but stone remembers.
Chapter 1.
The old man looked up. His quill twitched, betraying his irritation at being interrupted. "What is it, Mergen?"
"I went for a walk with the ghost. The earth tremor we felt a while ago."
"What about it? And don't give me none of that around-the-bush crap One Eye's always handing out. I don't have time for it."
"The farther south you go, the worse the destruction is."
The old man opened his mouth, closed it to think some before he said anything else. "Croaker, the old man, the captain of the Black Company, the right now by God military dictator of Taglios and all its tributaries, dependencies, and protectorates, doesn't look the part. He's in his middle 50s, possibly closer to 60. He stands more than 6 feet tall. He's grown slightly heavy during 4 years spent mainly in garrison. He has a high forehead with a feeble crop of hair farther back. Lately he's been affecting a beard on his chin. It's grizzled. So is what hair still lurks upon his head. His icy blue eyes are deeply set, giving him a hard, scary look, like some kind of psychopathic killer. He doesn't know. Nobody ever told him. Sometimes he's hurt because people back off. He doesn't understand why. Mostly it's his eyes. They can be really spooky. He considers himself just one of the guys. Most of the time. If he understood it, he would use his impact to its limit. His belief in the value of creating illusions in the minds of others borders on religious conviction. He stood up. "Let's go for a walk, Mergen. In the palace, it's always best to be moving if you want to keep your conversations your own. The palace is vast, a honeycomb, networked with a labyrinth, masking countless secret passageways. I've been mapping those, but couldn't winkle them all out in a lifetime, even if we weren't heading south any day. The point is, there is all